Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Yes, it is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And before we get going, Jones, we have some tickets to give away.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
We do indeed. Caller 9 to the contest line, 617-931-0937. If you have today's code word, you will score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Rangers May 6th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Give the code word. You'll get two tickets, Red Sox, Rangers, May 6th, Fenway Park on a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. More pairs to give away on WEEI Afternoons.
I'm a genie in a
grab bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
NBA playoffs. Last night, we had two games in the association. The Cleveland Cavaliers swept the Heat. Game 4 final, 138-83.
Yeah, not close.
This is the most lopsided based on point differential series like ever.
Was it?
They won by so many points like in every game. And I think you add it all up, they destroyed them.
Huh.
So Cavs over Heat. So they move on to the second round. And the Golden State Warriors took a commanding 3-1 lead over my Rockets, 109-106. Jimmy Butler had a good game despite the butt bruise.
Yeah, no, he's back out there, T's and P's to his hindquarters there. Yeah. Good job getting back out there for J-Butt.
Quadruple header in the NBA tonight, Jones, starting at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Pacers and Bucks, Milwaukee facing elimination. At 7:30, Pistons and Knicks with New York up 3-1. Of course, 8:30, Celtics and Magic, which we already talked about today. And at 10 o'clock tonight, the one series that is even at two games apiece, Nuggets and Clippers.
Okay, that's a good series. Look, you know Denver and the Clippers are going to be playing later on this week. It's possible if the Celtics lose tonight. It's only them and that other series still going by Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah.
How about the Stanley Cup playoffs, Jones? Brad Marchand, your guy, had an assist.
Nice.
As the Florida Panthers defeated the Lightning 4-2. Florida has a 3-1 series lead. Because don't we need, what do we need the Panthers to make the second round and Marchand to play a certain amount?
Yeah, well, he has to play a good percentage of the games, which he's doing. I thought it was the conference finals.
Oh, was it? I got to double check.
I think it's the conference final.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, chipping away. And get
you
got
to get to the second round to get to the conference final.
Dallas Stars beat the Avalanche 6-2, so Dallas is up 3-2. And if you're looking for some hockey tonight.
I am.
Quadruple header.
Nice.
I got another quadruple header. Starting at 7 o'clock, Senators and Maple Leafs. Toronto up 3-1.
Yeah, Allmark is going to be gentlemen swept out of the playoffs. Yeah.
He's all right. Hurricanes, Devils, Carolina up 3-1. Golden Knights and Wild. Series is tied 2-2.
Hmm. Cassidy, yeah, struggling.
Right. Uh-huh. And then Kings and Oilers, Game 5. That series also tied 2-2. Not bad.
No.
Something's got to give.
Something.
Welcome. You've got
grab bag.
It ultimately pays off.
Alex Caraban staying at UConn. Going back to UConn.
I can't believe he still has eligibility.
Sure he does.
I honestly can't believe that. Where's he? He's a Mass guy, right?
He is a Mass guy. Is he the guy that's from Southboro?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
All right.
Very unimpressive without all the other players around him at UConn this past season.
As was sort of the
whole
trend
team
there.
Yeah.
No, but he's only played 3 years there. People were wondering if he played more. Because he was a freshman when they won their first title.
Then he was like a sophomore. Guy who's been in college for 10 years.
Because wasn't there talk that he might go pro after sophomore year? Then there was talk he might go pro after this year. I think he declared, and then now he's going back.
I think he's not getting great intel from the pros, would be my guess. Well, if there's all this talk about coming out, and then you keep going back.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a Mass grad.
George Kittle signed a new deal with the San Francisco 49ers. 4 years, $76.4 million, 40 guaranteed.
He had a really good year last year. That's
How many games is he going to play?
I was
going to
say he's injury prone. He's a really good player when he's out there. He's 32.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money to throw at him, but you know the Niners have a small title window they're hoping for.
From my point of view, the
grab bag.
Well, then you are lost.
Shout out to episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. I talked about yesterday how it was good in the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Davey and I did a rewatch, so episode of that on the Old Dork Podcast. If you're so interested,
nice,
not bad. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson, who has played on several teams last year.
Good move by the Browns. Good organization.
Deal by the Browns.
He's
now
this.
Teammates with Shedeur Sanders.
Who's more dysfunctional, the Browns or the Steelers?
Oh, Browns. Yeah,
Browns way more.
If the Steelers get Rodgers.
Rodgers,
DK, Pickens.
Quit jumping the gun over there.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. That could change the game, though, a little bit. Yeah. That's fair.
Grab bag.
The NBA, Jones, is considering altering their All-Star Game format to include international play. What do you think of that?
Well, aren't you the one who likes this? You wanted this during Four Nations. Isn't this what you wanted?
I love Four Nations. I love country versus country.
Yeah, you do.
They're also saying that the All-Star Game next year, I believe, is going to take place during the Winter Olympics. So people are going to have a real appetite for country versus country, and they might be able to capitalize on this.
Well timed by Adam Silver. Yeah, nice.
I think they know what they're doing. Yeah. That could be pretty good.
Hello, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yeah, for sure he is.
Yeah, looks like he's probably going to be for a little while.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Top NBA performers from last night. Jones, the options. Fred Van Fleet, 25-2-6.
Loss.
Brandon Podzimski.
Win.
26-5-5. Alperen Sengun.
Loss.
31-10-5. Jarrett Allen.
Win.
14-12-2. And Jimmy Butts, 27-5-6.
Yeah, and you left out playing through a horrific butt injury.
His butt hurts.
Very, very impressive.
Jimmy Butts.
I'll go with Jay Butt.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Sacramento Kings, an interim coach, Doug Christie, finalizing a multi-year contract to make him the franchise's next head coach. I don't know if his wife sits courtside with him.
I was going to say, if there was ever a head coach that you thought would have their emails released by their significant other.
Oh, it would be Doug Christie.
It would have been Doug Christie, but Bill is right there.
Move over, Doug Christie. This woman I met months ago compared to your wife forever.
She's running my life now,
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
Okay, Red Sox taking on the Toronto Blue Jays tonight. We've already done many Blue Jays so far.
How many could be left?
We're going back to the well. They've only had a few guys play for them their franchise history. We're going with a shortstop who, in addition to the Blue Jays, played for the Cubs, Devil Rays, Expos, Phillies, and Padres.
Cubs?
He was a zero-time All-Star.
Darn it.
He topped out at 20 home runs.
Okay.
And topped out at 21 steals. Sadly for him, not the same season.
Okay.
But he had that capability.
Good little player.
He hit you 243.
Okay.
A 694 career OPS.
Oh, no.
Made his major league debut in the strike season of 1994.
Oh, so we're going back. Okay.
But he played all the way through the 06 season.
Okay.
So he played 13 years.
So most of his time was with the Blue Jays. Where did he start? Can I ask that?
Toronto.
He did start in Toronto. Okay.
Yeah. He played 8 years with Toronto and then bounced around by the end of his career. But was the starting shortstop. Played a little bit of third base later in his career, but was the Blue Jays shortstop for
the bulk of his career.
Pretty much like 95 to 01.
The no-time All-Star is in my head. That's really throwing me off.
Okay.
Right now.
All right, well, don't even worry about that.
I can't help it. I'm fixated on that.
Do we have any guesses? So don't. Text line has it and Twitch has it.
They both have it?
Oh, yeah. Already?
All right, Billy, I'm not looking. I'm just looking at you, Billy. Just eye contact with me.
That was quick.
I'm not looking at either of these screens to my right or left.
No, you're not.
It's an obvious one.
I can vouch for that.
That does mean it's an obvious one, but it's also in my head.
Like, starting shortstop for many years.
I mean, he hit 240 and was a zero-time All-Star with a 600 OPS. I mean, obviously, everybody's going
to
get it.
Pain in the butt to run through the teams again?
No, not at all. Blue Jays, Cubs, Devil Rays, Expos, Phillies, Padres.
2020 guy at various points in his career. Not the same year.
Nope, not in the same year.
No. But like 1 year and then another year.
Yeah. Never led the league in anything.
You get Frankenstein together in 2020 season.
Played on the 03 Cubs playoff team.
I'm going to break and look, Billy.
Oh, it's Alex Gonzalez?
He got it!
Nice! Good work, Bill.
Remember there was a time when there was dueling Alex Gonzalez's.
Yeah.
I would say the Alex Gonzalez that rolled through here for a stretch
and the
Marlins one, better.
Yeah, they got the better one.
They had the better Alex Gonzalez.
Was that Gonzalez? It was an Alex Gonzalez and Alex S. Gonzalez.
Yeah.
The one that was in Boston was awesome to watch.
He was good.
That guy could throw around some leather.
They used to call this Alex Gonzalez Gonzo. That's what it says here.
That's his baseball, baseball reference nickname?
Yeah, that's what it says, Gonzo.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Which Alex Gonzalez? The Toronto Alex Gonzalez pops up Oh, no, he doesn't. I'm sorry. The Florida one. You're right. That's the guy who pops up first.
Florida one is
nice year in 06 for the Red Sox, though.
Yeah, yeah.
299.
He was a one-time All-Star.
He was a one-time All-Star.
Yeah. He was really nice.
Way back in the 90s. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Well, there's your random baseball player. Each and every day in the grab bag. Arcan did not text today. Normally, he's right in there.
He was stumped.
We were beat by the text line and the Twitch chat.
That's true.
But Billy ultimately got that answer. I think we can chalk that one up.
Congrats, Bill.
Good work. That is the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. If you missed your opportunity on a 2 for Tuesday to get tickets to the Red Sox and the Rangers, you have two more chances on WEEI Afternoons. Your next chance will come at 2:30, so stay tuned for that. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we got the clip du jour. It comes your way next.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
That sounds nice. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, it's a Tier Tuesday. And in honor of Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, we were tiering some of our wildest relationships. Past and present. Some are still going strong, including this one, which I feel like people aren't really talking about too much anymore.
No, not as much as we did. No.
Okay.
Justin Verlander, Kate Upton.
Ooh.
Okay. So there's a little bit of an age gap here, too. I mean, it's not Belichick.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, but I'm saying it's not the Bill age gap. What's their age gap?
How old is Verlander?
42.
Okay.
I think he's like 45.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well prepared. I'm going to guess they're 15 years apart.
No, they're only 10 years apart.
Okay. Yeah. It's not that.
Yeah, but when they first got together, she was how old? Well, they've been together a long time.
That might be a gray area. That's a good point.
Like, wasn't she like 20 maybe?
Yeah, probably.
And he was 30?
Yeah.
No, I know. As you get older, like, the age gap is less significant, but I think she was pretty young.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. Now,
I think this one's all right.
Okay, but there was also photos released.
I'm going to
All right. Come on. Come on.
Best drop ever.
Well, he has to bleep it.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I know. I guess you have to.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't air it.
No, they seem to be a very happy couple. She was ripping Rick Porcello when Verlander didn't win the Cy Young.
Yeah.
They seem like a happy couple.
They seem very happy. You see the photos of them in the bathroom mirror. Just big smiles.
Is that what it was? You saw the you noticed the big smiles.
You think this kicks it up to Icarumba? It's a little spicy.
Yeah, I think it kicked up a notch. It's just like, oh, that's a nice. They're a very successful couple.
Yeah.
So if you missed that entire segment, you can go back on the Odyssey app. Yeah. That was in the 11 o'clock hour, Tier Tuesday.
It's an especially good one.
15 couples kind of tiered them off.
You had a if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, it was a near spit take over there by you. Is that what I witnessed?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, you're good over there?
I was just I was looking up Jordan's Instagram to see if she had a big tease about an official statement coming. Still
nothing
not yet?
No, okay, not yet. Still nothing there. Well, stay tuned here for WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah.
They come your way at 2 o'clock. You can visit the 99 restaurant the day after the Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. You gotta love the Nines. Andy Hart was at the Nines last night, right?
Yep. Your reads worked.
Trying out the twin catch.
Twin catch was tremendous.
How about this?
As were
Sick
the
brag,
that's excellent.
23 ounce Miller Lights.
Nothing frostier.
than a so they giant knock off
11 ounces though from Green Bay.
Yeah, they can't hang with Green Bay.
No.
A little different. The wings eat.
But no,
that's good stuff though.
It was a good night. My wife was late. So.
How many gold fevers, Billy wants to know?
Oh no, I just had the twin catch.
Oh, just the twin catch.
I mean, I'm trying to. I just came back from a trip where I probably ate a little too much.
Yeah,
you know, Awaken 180 teaches you to make responsible decisions. I feel like I made relatively responsible decisions.
Maybe maybe Bill, not for the dieting, but maybe the responsible decisions could use a little Awaken 180 device.
Yeah. He needs to put out the Bears signal, like the bat signal from North Carolina, and Bears needs to get on a plane.
Well, Bears is on all these emails. Is he not?
Yeah, but he wasn't in the room.
No.
He wasn't in the sight of the camera and the reporter who's like, oh, we're not talking about that. Like,
no.
I just, that's who I think comes out looking the best in all of this is Bearish, who clearly, because has Bill lost his way, lost his mind? Like, oh, he's 70, maybe he's just off the rails?
Yeah,
or
perhaps.
Has he lost the guy who kept him on the rails forever?
So has he There's maybe always been a little off the rails?
We know he was always crazy. Like, there was always a weirdness that he doesn't, I heard Karen, I think, say, doesn't read the room well, doesn't look at things from a normal perspective, as we've seen more and more with all these emails and statements and interviews.
But it seems weird, and not to, like, overstate it, but when he did, like, College Game Day, and then he did a few of those hits on McAfee, you know, people locally looked at it maybe one way, but nationally, you're like, hey, that guy, like, that's a spot for him, and he's, like, having fun, and he's doing that.
It was football, and it was softball.
Right. No, true.
More importantly, like, it was football, which we know he can, well, we think he can still do. We'll find out maybe this fall.
What's bizarre about this is,
How'd you meet's kind of a softball.
But not when you're 50 years different, because I know Keith tried to compare relationships, but 10 years, 50 years?
I was wrong about that.
Well, you also thought that the age gap was bigger when they met.
Really. Same age.
That's not how
same
math
age
works.
Gap stays
but you understand that if somebody's 60 and somebody's 50 versus somebody's 15 and 25, the age gap's the same.
Yeah.
But one of them's
when
outrageous.
When you make it 15, yes. But once they're both adults,
what if they weren't?
Well, you're saying they weren't?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
I wouldn't.
I just want to. I want to look it up to be sure.
Double check. That's always good.
Yeah. I don't
speak
get
first.
Any
look up
here.
Later.
Yeah. I mean, when did they?
Did they create a term, by the way, those photos back in the day? Did they create a term that I hear all the kids use these days that I'm not sure I can use on the radio, so I won't?
Okay, great.
I've got to be honest. What are we even talking about right now? What photos?
You haven't seen this? Yeah, I don't think you can say that. Like, with the release of those, when people got hacked. Remember the celebrities got hacked?
Yeah, celebrities got hacked.
And there was a lot of, I don't think you can say that.
The something.
No, you can't.
No, Nick Singh, no.
And Jason Tatum takes the last shot of the game. Two words.
What? I gotta be honest.
You are doing a horrible job at trying to piece it together.
Well,
for people
I thought you were going somewhere else. I thought Keith was going somewhere else.
This is my.
Okay, yeah. I got
can I say that phrase?
You can't.
Okay, thank you. No. Well, why are you trying to get me to say it then?
This is. I didn't try to get you to say anything.
Andy Hart needs Bears right now.
This is.
I need a Bears.
You need Bears. You need
somebody. Speaking of weird relationships, stick around for WEEI Afternoons.
I'm looking forward.
Nick Fitzy Stevens, Ted Johnson, Big Day.
Nice.
Ted is going to come in hot. I can pretty much guarantee. On Bill Belichick and Jordan and whatever the hell is going on and whoever the hell's fault it is.
You guys might get the full statement today. She promised a statement.
It better be.
You might get the statement
people
today.
People promise books and stuff. They never come. Like, wasn't Malcolm Butler doing a book and Cam
Newton
was doing?
She's gained over 1,000 followers since she mentioned that, though.
Nice. I actually thought she had a very low number of followers on both platforms.
She does.
Which is kind of weird. I was like, if all Patriots fans and all really North Carolina fans followed her, she'd have a lot of followers. And she doesn't even have that.
No.
So, but this is a massive story. Because we get a lot of blowback. Oh, you guys talk radio. You guys.
And I'm like, sports.
I turn around. It's on the news. I like. It's big
it's
news.
Yeah,
it's not a sports story. It's not like a.
He's in TMZ twice.
Right,
in
but
the
even
last
TMZ.
Day.
This is well beyond TMZ tabloids or anything like that. This is a big story. It's the greatest coach of all time.
Kimmel mocked it last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the greatest coach of all time, destroying his legacy. Like, just putting bullet holes through his legacy, and he hasn't even lost college football games
yet. He may be the victim here, though.
Of what?
Elder abuse.
I actually said that weeks ago, and nobody... blink twice, Bill, I'll come get you. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that one shot when she was leading him, I think they were leaving a concert, and he was, like, shuffling his feet, and he looked kind of like a deer in headlights. Like,
not good.
I don't know where I want to go. It is. Or there's other options that we dabbled in yesterday.
Okay. Careful.
We don't need to go there.
There are those as well.
Well, there's a lot of third rails here. Isn't there only supposed to be one third rail?
Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. Sure to come in hot on Bill Belichick and Jordan today. You also got a two for Tuesday. A couple more opportunities to win tickets to the Red Sox
and Rangers at Fenway Park. Stay tuned for that. And stay tuned tomorrow at 10. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We got Pure Hoops with Terp as well at high noon, 10 o'clock on WEEI.